This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Donald Trump's apparent running mate is a governor known for offering hospitality to those who protest him. Governor of Indiana Mike Pence is now being ridiculed on a national scale for his pro-life convictions, perhaps slipping into desperation mode 4 months before the election. Planned Parenthood is spending lots of money on a slew of new ads trashing Trump on abortion. The Blackburn Committee issued a scathing interim report Thursday, not only pointing out evidence that abortioners and brokers placed their financial interests ahead of the health and privacy interests of women. The U.S. House committee looking into abortion marketing and sales said minority Democrats on the committee tried to sabotage the investigation in the name of what Blackburn called a corrupt abortion cartel. Besides HIPAA privacy violations, women were told lies that fetal tissue had found cures for diseases like Alzheimer's. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. Churchinneed.org. In other headlines, on the anniversary of the first videos exposing practices of abortionists and brokers, a new compilation video makes it more clear why Americans who have seen the evidence are growing stronger in anti-abortion sentiments. And Planned Parenthood now admits to nearly a million abortions worldwide last year. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.